A report by the Ruderman Family Foundation shows at least 103 firefighter suicides and 140 police officer suicides in 2017. That compares to 93 deaths in the line of duty among firefighters and 129 among police last year. The report goes on to say that police and firefighters are also five times more likely to suffer from PTSD than civilians, much as a direct result of repeat exposure to trauma situations on the job. But the elevated risk for suicide among first responders also comes from within the ranks. Jeff Dill is the founder of the Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance. He says suicide risk is high among first responders because of what he calls cultural brainwashing.
It's just the traditions of the fire service and how we're expected to act with, you know, brave, strong, courageous, give help, don't ask for help, and we handle all things on our own. We don't want to be the weak link. And that's tough to live by.
Dill says marital and family issues top the list of reasons leading to first responder suicides. Depression, addiction, and post-traumatic stress disorder follow closely, though. And Dill says there's no discrimination in who the suicide risk affects among first responders.
It doesn't matter if it's volunteer or career, city, suburban, rural, male, female, ranks, ages. There's just no discrimination.
With better reporting and an increased focus on the emotional struggles of first responders, Dill says the rate of suicides among fire and police officers should come down. One other way to do that, says Fort Worth Police Chief Jeff Halstead, is for departments to invest in ways to reach officers before they get to a bad mental state.
I think we can increase the communication within the ranks as well. And there are some very innovative and creative programs, but we got to expose these to the young officers because they are not trained and the impacts of this stress.
Bringing down suicide rates among first responders could take a while, though. According to the Ruderman Foundation, there were 18,000 law enforcement agencies across the United States. And only 3 to 5% have suicide prevention training programs. In Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.